Here's a question. How good are you at remembering things? I mean, as we get older, it's no surprise that you tend to start forgetting. But is there anything that we can actually do about that? Can we get better at remembering things? Well, turns out it is, though, perfectly normal. There are a few things you actually can do, though. Dr. Alex Easton studies this. Dr. Easton is a professor of psychology at Durham University and joins us now. Well, Dr. Easton, thank you so much for joining us to talk about this. I have to say, I feel a little bit of pressure talking to you because I don't want to forget anything, because I feel like that is happening to me more and more at this age. Is that normal for somebody in their early 50s?
It's normal for someone at every age. But yeah, it's absolutely true that as you get older, it's going to get more and more common, I'm afraid. Probably from about 18 onwards, your best days of remembering are behind you.
You're kidding. 18 onwards, it's all downhill after that?
I'm afraid so. But that's not a bad thing. I mean, that's just part of life experience. So it's a sign, at least in part, that one thing you've got is a lot of memories in your life that overlap. That just makes things harder to remember sometimes.
Now, how much of this is how the brain works? For instance, is forgetting just part of the brain's process?
Yes. I mean, forgetting is a really, really normal, in fact, important part of everyday life. If you think about your experience right now, you're wearing clothes, you're maybe sitting on a chair, you're hearing sounds in the background. But actually, a lot of that is filtered out, and it's not going to play any part in your memory when you look back on this event. That's really important. Our brain is constantly filtering out the environment. And for the same reason, we can't remember every event in our life. We can't remember every step we've taken, every sound we've heard throughout the day. And that was really important. If we did that, it would actually be awful for us. I mean, just think about people with things like post-traumatic stress who are remembering every detail of something they experienced. That's a terrible thing to do. It's a really healthy thing to ignore, forget, and focus on the things that are actually really important.
Are there things that we can do, though, to help us if we feel like perhaps our forgetting is too much? Are there, you know, you see people doing like brain exercises, like do those work? Can we exercise our memory?
You can, but most memory is about paying attention. So one of the reasons we all find things hard at the moment is we're distracted by our phones and scrolling through page after page, which means that we're not paying attention to the world around us. Pay attention. We've all had that experience of being at a party, being introduced to someone. They say their name, but we're distracted by a sound on the other side of the room. We never remember the name. Pay attention. That's part of the process of remembering. But it is really easy to help yourself to remember, and it's not a sign that something's gone wrong. It's just a sign that you're busy. Life is taking its toll. Use notes. Write reminders for yourself. We all use, again, use the technology in your favor. It doesn't have to be a distraction. You can use technology to remind you. You can make notes of conversations. We all do it in meetings. Why not do it in everyday life too?
Right. People, we put a lot of pressure on just being able to remember things, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, for some reason, we seem to think it's a defining feature of who we are, that we have good memory is often something I hear people say, oh, I've not got great memory, I've got good memory. Memory is not one thing. There's lots of different types of memory. You can be good at some things, bad at others. I can remember lots of detail about some things. I'm really terrible at putting names to faces. I think everyone is just different at different parts of memory, and we all pressurize ourselves at this sort of ideal of perfection. But it's not real. It doesn't exist. Your memory is what it is, and using external things like notes to help it is absolutely normal. We've been doing it for thousands of years.
So is our brain strategic in that way, Dr. Easton? Is there just some things your brain remembers and some things your brain is going to go, well, that's not important, we don't need to hold on to that?
Yeah, so your own experiences will guide what you think is important to you in life. So you learn quite early on as a child that the sounds in the background aren't important to remembering what's going on in the event, so you start to filter them out. And as you get older and older, you maybe start to focus on things that are particularly important to you. Or actually, as you get lots of life events that are overlapping, imagine you've gone to the same restaurant every week for the last 5 years. The first time you go there, it's really novel, it's exciting, it's interesting because you've never done it before. But after 5 years of going there every week, all these experiences merge one into another. You can't remember each event in distinct detail. So what you do is you focus on what is it about this one that's different. Oh, maybe your daughter's boyfriend came along for the first time. That was when you met him. That's the thing you remember, not the meal, not the things that overlap with all these other experiences. So you're strategic in that sort of way.
Right. Okay. What about the things that the brain does to intentionally forget? Is that a protection measure?
It can be. I mean, there is simply a capacity issue. You simply cannot, in the brain, take on board every aspect of every experience of every moment of every day. It's just an impossibility. So there are filter mechanisms, things like attention, that means that you pay attention to some things in the environment, you ignore others. The world around us is not the world that's actually being experienced. It's the world you're focusing on. Hence, you don't realize, you don't have the sensation of feeling clothes until you actually pay attention to the clothes that you're wearing. It doesn't mean you're not wearing them. It just means your brain is filtering that out. It's a perfectly normal thing the brain does just to make the world around you manageable.
Right. Okay. So it just makes it sound amazing that our brain is constantly doing all this. Is it like a capacity issue too, that we can only fill in so much?
Yeah, certainly capacity is one of the things. We simply can't pay attention to, encode and process everything that's going on at every moment of the day. Nor do we want to do that for everything that we do remember, but we don't want to remember it for life. I can remember what I had for breakfast this morning. I don't need to remember that in 5 years' time. So I will forget that, not necessarily because I need to clear up that particular space in my brain, but just because the brain is constantly trying to deal with information and it needs to prioritize the most relevant information.
So you're saying we shouldn't be hard on ourselves if we don't have a great memory?
I think most people who think they don't have a great memory probably have an absolutely normal memory, and we just overestimate what everyone else's memory is.
I will accept that. I will pass that around. Thank you so much for your time on that today.
No problem. Thank you.
That's Dr. Alex Easton, professor of psychology at Durham University. I do accept that some people are just better at remembering some things than others. I know somebody who's super good at faces, not so good at names. I know somebody else who's the opposite. Maybe everybody just has a niche when it comes to memory, right?